correct me if I'm wrong, that's how every other department works, is it not?
Even if we do a cooperative purchase, if it's a yearly service or whatever, he usually works at the contract.
He's the one that does it.
Bid pricing, whatever, there's a contract number. Frank usually refers.
Now, as far as going to Sherwin-Williams to buy paint for that building, or sure. Lowe's, or Home Depot, Menard, wherever he went.
Sure.
I'm assuming the contract, quote unquote, would be the receipt.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, anything that there's some sort of service agreement, maintenance, anything like that needs to go through Ron Erickson.
Okay, and he's never told me that, so.
He might not know.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Then he'll, if he's getting off the state bid of wherever it's at, then he'll print out, I'm assuming, or they'll mail an email to you exactly what that agreement is. And we, it's accepted or not.
Right.
And the annual ones that you have, the maintenance ones that you have every year, and I don't know, and you guys may have settled that, then.
Those should already be signed.
Yeah, that could be like one time, and because you're going to know that for your budget.
Right.
Even at the beginning of the year, what's done every year. So
right.
That could, and that would be, you sign those at different times throughout the year. I'm assuming they come up like.
Yes, yes. Some,
but you know at the beginning, all of these are going to come up at this time.
I do.
Now, is that what you were asking earlier, if the commission looked at that at one time?
Yes, and then I, you know, it would all be done for the ones that I know, and I would just hang on to, you know, give it, go ahead and send it to them. And then that way, that would be taken care of. And I thought it would be easier for you, you know, but maybe not.
Well, if there's something that comes up in August, we don't know that we can vote on it in July, or I mean in January.
Yeah.
It still needs to be. But again, I would, honestly, I would probably get with Ron Erickson, make sure you communicate with him, and he can probably direct you better at what we've set in place for the different purchases that you make.
Okay.
And then I mean, he's probably going to have more answers as far as which ones need to come to us, which not, which ones don't, which ones we need to. Anyways, that's his job, is to make sure we are within the statutes and guidelines of how to purchase products for the county.
But the daily, when something, I'm going to say minor, it's not minor, I mean, but when it's broken or something in her department, you make that decision. You know it needs to be fixed and
right.
Everything, and just do your PO. I'm assuming you do PO just like all the others.
I do.
Mm-hmm. And then it's signed. And
yeah, okay.
All right.
All right, thank you.
That makes sense.
Thank you.
Get a little recess upstairs, the conference room for 610-021, subsection 2 and 3, real estate and personnel. Mr. Hershen.